Okay, Rabotai, Beruchim Abaim, it's Haftara time, Erev Shabbat, that's the Minhag. We're in Parashat Yitro, Parashat Matan Torah. The Haftara is a classic, well-known parasha. It's in Yeshaya, Perek Vav. So Machlokets of Faradim and Ashkenazim, again, we end it short. They take it a little longer, not surprising. The Haftarah of Yitro is reminiscent to the Haftarah of Shavuot that we did already. Remember, if we did the Haftarah of Shavuot, which also Matan Torah was Yehezkel, Maaseh Merkabah, there's two Maaseh Merkabahs, or there's two revelations. One is Yeshayah's revelation, that's to be today's Haftarah, and then we have the Maaseh Merkabah, which is Yehezkel. Again, reason why the revelations of these great prophets are connected to Matan Torah, because when Bnei Yisrael got to Har Sinai, it says the heavens opened up and they saw the Merkabah. They saw all of these, you know, things with their own eyes. So therefore, we're learning over here a connection between that. Also, the Baal Musar say that Al Yedei Limud Torah, like the Mishnah says in Perkei Avot, the name of Rabbi Meir, Kol Alomed Torah Lishma Zochel Dvarim Harbeh. So you get to see these things, you know. Torah has the Ora Ganuz in it, and when you learn Torah, you get to see things that are behind the scenes. Hence, learn Torah, and maybe we'll be able to also benefit from these great revelations. Famous Pesukim in these Perashahs we'll see now. Bishnat Mot HaMelech Uziyahu. So this is when Uziyahu died. Of course, he didn't die actually. He became a leprosy. And we know Mitzorah Hashuv Kamet. So therefore it says it was the year that he died. Ba'ed'eh, this is Yeshaya talking, Et Adonai Yosheb al Kiseram Venisa. So he saw Kivyachol, the presence of Hashem on the Kisei HaKavod, Ram Venisa, Veshulav Mele'im Et HaEchal. Interestingly enough, although we saw the Kisei HaKavod in the heavens, it reached all the way down to the Beit HaMikdash. Like it says, Vaha'ares Hadom Raglai, that it was almost like the footrest of the Kisei HaKavod was the Beit HaMikdash, like Rashi points out. And in this revelation, he sees Malachim, Seraphim Omdim Mima'alo. Seraphim are a form of angels. There's Ofanim, there's Hayot HaKodesh, there's Seraphim, all different levels of Malachim. These Malachim were standing next to the Kisei HaKavod, Shesh Kenafayim Le'ehad. Each one of the Malachim has six wings. Bishtayim Yichasef Fanav. That's, they cover their face with two wings in order not to see the Shekhinah. That's Kavod. Shtayim Yichased Aglav. That's Sini'ut. They cover their feet. And Hazal tell us also that the feet of the angels are like the feet of an Egel. And therefore not to be Mekatreg in front of the Kisei Kavod to remind God of Heta Egel. So they cover their feet with the two bottom wings. And Ubishtayim Yi'ofef. And then they have the two middle that cover the body. And those are the ones that they fly with. That's the pasuk v'shulav melim etaychad efil dechad. So if we omdim lo mashu shachir, fine. V'kara ze elze ve'amar, and the angels call out to each other, and they say kadosh, 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 Hashem sevaot melocho la'ares kevodo. Now, they ultimately are going to say the Kiddusha together. They don't want to say it alone because Chas v'Shalom, they could burn from the Kiddusha of praising God. So they ask permission in order to do it in unison. That's probably where we get the custom before the Amidah when we're saying the Kaddish and we say Yehesh Shemer Abba, that's why they go like this. That's like the Malachim, the Karazeh El Zeve Amar, in order to get the shoot, in order to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu together. What does Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh mean? Very important.
Not holy.
Kadosh, the only way we'll understand it is from the Ubal Sion. That's where we know the Targum of Kadosh, 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 and you really have to have this Kavanah anytime you say it. The first Kadosh, we have a Sidur over here, we might as well read it from the Sidur, from the Bet Knesset, we should have a Sidur. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Sevaot, Meloch Kol Ha'aretz Kevodo. Now we'll get to the Umkabilen Den Min Den Ve'Amri. That's the way the Targum explains the Karaze Elze Ve'Amar. We'll get to that in a second. But the Kadosh is explained like this. Kaddish Mishmeh Miru'ah Illa Abit Shekhinta or Shekhinta. That means Hashem has his presence in the upper worlds. Mishmeh Miru'ah, Mishmeh Marom Illa Abit Shekhinta, in the place of his presence. The second Kadosh, Kaddish Al Ar'ah Ovad Giburte, where his deeds are on earth. So Kadosh Lema'ala, Kadosh Lemata. And the last one is Kadish le'alam un'alme almaya. That's the duration of the Kadosh. It's le'alme almaya, that's forever. Melocho la'aris kevodo, maliyacho la'ara, the whole earth is filled with ziv yikare. So again, Kadosh le'mala, Kadosh le'mata, v'kadosh le'olam. Now, what does it mean when it says v'kara ze el ze v'amar, kabelen den min den v'amrin? They ask each other for permission, so to speak. So, Rav Pam Alav Shalom, in his sefer, he says that the significance of these words is explained in Avot Rabbi Natan, Perek Yud Bet, which notes that one malach calls out to the other, "You begin the praise of Hashem because you are greater than I." The other responds, "No. You begin the praise because you are greater than I." So each one is praising each other. Bechavod, you have a greater level. This is very different from a human being whose desire for leadership and honor makes him feel that he's more worthy than his colleagues and thus deserves to be first in every initiative. It goes against the teva. Again, malachim don't have teva, Adam, but the goal is to try to be like a malach. And the malachim, adrabah, it's a greater kedusha for the malachim to learn from the other malachim and to give them the kavod than to take the kavod themselves. Only a baal midot will be able to give up something that could be his and allow it to be taken to somebody else. This is not limited to monetary gain. A baal midot will at times be required to give up ruhaniyut to assuage the feelings of another person or prevent them from being hurt emotionally. You want to bring us the Aruch HaShulchan? The famous Aruch HaShulchan. He tells a story, Aleph. We need Siman Nun He. Nun Gimal. There's a famous story that they tell on this. There was a meeting with the great Tzaddikim. At the meeting, in attendance was Rav Itzel Petelberger. Itzel Petelberger was this Talmid Muvhak of Rav Yisrael Salanta, and they were at the house of the Beit HaLevi, who was Rosh Hashiva of Bris, the Bris dynasty. And all the Gedolim were there from all over Europe. So it was a tremendous, could you imagine all these Gedolim in one room? And of course, whenever they meet, by the way, Devrei Torah comes out. And they're shooting the Devrei Torah. So the Beit HaLevi gets up and says, "Rav Yisrael, I'm asking you a bamba kasha, a very strong question." And he asked a question, and all the chachamim tumbled to try to answer. He says, "Oh, now I'm going to tell you the answer that that he came up with." And then after the Beit HaLevi gives an answer, the people went crazy. The chachamim there, what an answer! They couldn't believe it. And then he comes along and he gives an answer that his son Rav Chaim Brisker gave, and they went crazy for that answer also. Anyway, that was the event. They had their meeting. They went home. The Brisker Rav, the Beit HaLevi was a little shocked that Itzel Petterberger didn't open his mouth in the whole meeting. He knew him to be a great scholar. He says, "I don't understand. Everybody was tumulting in the sugya. He's supposed to be a gaon. He doesn't even." He said, "You know what? Maybe, let's see if he's a gaon or not." He says, "Bring me Itzel Petterberger's sefer." He wrote a sefer called Pri Yitzchak. He opens the sefer and he sees that he has a whole teshuvah exactly on that item. And he presented both answers, the answer of the Beit HaLevi and Rav Chaim, and he didn't open his mouth. So Rav Chaim says, the Beit HaLevi said, "Now I see not only he's a gadol but Torah, but a gadol b'midot." To control yourself, normally what's the reaction? I wrote a whole teshuvah about it. I didn't talk about the two answers. Ayin Shab, here I'll say it. Whatever. Especially when all the hakamim are tumulting. You know what? So the great level is to give the kavod. What to give kavod to the Beit HaLevi? Let him have the. Otherwise, you ruin it. You spoil it. He's asking a bomb question. You come along and say, "Well, that question, easy answer. I wrote about it." The next question. So you take away the whole thunder of the inyan. So you see, the great tzaddikim, the greatness is that they're able to resist the temptation of the natural nature. Rav Erlanger this week said in his talk, "May Live and Be Well," that that's the biggest hana'ah that a human being could ever experience, to break his nature. At a time where his nature is causing him, and he go against your nature and do the break the midah, he says, there is no pleasure more enjoyable than at that moment when you could go against your teva. So that's the malachim. The malachim, even though the malach comes along and says, hey, I'm a bigger malach than you. The malach comes along and says, b'chavod, you go first. You take it first. They're giving up the honor. That's a lesson that we learn. Now we'll go back to Rav Zaitchik in a second. There's a Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Nun Gimal. Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Nun Gimal in Ot Chav Bet. En Limnot Shas Al Pi Alamut Meser Ha'ir. Okay, you shouldn't appoint a Hazan, you know, by force. I guess the committee wants to force Hazan on the people. Right, you're not allowed to get up and pray if the Sibur doesn't want you. בדרך אלמות, he forces himself up there, אין עולים מאמן, לא נעשה מאמן, אז ברכות. אם יש בו יראת שמיים, יברח מהעמוד. אם רואה אפילו רק יחידים שאין נוצים בו. But even if they see a couple of people don't want him, he shouldn't be the Hazan. וכל מצווה שהוא במחלוקת, אין המצווה. Finish, that's the rule of the ארוך. כל מצווה שהיא במחלוקת, אין המצווה. ולא יתקוטט לעשות מצווה שאינה מוטלת עליו. שהרי אכילת קדשים בוודאי מצווה גדולה. Eating קורבנות is a big מצווה. מכל מקום, שנינו בלחם הפנים, שהצנועים מושכים את ידיהם. Why did the צנועים not eat from the לחם הפנים or from the קורבנות? Why? Because it was leading to firing, but it was grabbing. So they gave up רוחניות. Why? For מידות. So you see that, מבטר. Even though if you're eating קורבנות, it's a big thing to eat קורבנות. But the צנועים מושך. So therefore you see what? על זה אמר, it says, נפסוק כל השם ארוחותיו בעולם הזה זוכים רבי ישע אלוהים. You have to evaluate your way. That's called משקל החסידות that the מסילה ישנים talks about. גם כמו לא נצא, what do you mean? Eating לחם הפנים, eating קורבנות. Yeah, but חשבון. To push and to fight, let the other guy have it. And ברוך עליו השלום was known, the yurt site that he had for his father, his mother, in שערי ציון, it was the same week that one of his students had yurt site also. And he would always tell the Misadirim, give it to the other guy, the Mashlim. Then you're the chief of the rabbi of the shul, give it to the other guy. Even though he could call in his chips as the chief rabbi. What did he hold? He held that the vitur was a bigger zechut for his father than saying the Kaddish. Breaking your midot. People only know that. You know, people want to be in the front. People want to be first. Am I right? I'm better than you. The malachim come along and say, "B'chavo, you go first." That's a great musar to break your tendency to want to always be the main guy. Rav Zaitchik has a tremendous piece here. I want to get through the haftarah first, and then we'll go back to it. It's a brilliant piece of musar. Vayanu'u amot ha-sipim. Let's just finish it over here. Anyway, in this prophecy, vayanu'u, the amot ha-sipim is the walls of the Beit HaMikdash started to shake amot, for many, many amot, mikol ha-koreh, from the angels, when they were singing kadosh, 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 the whole Beit HaMikdash was shaking, v'habayit yimale ashan, and part of the revelation, it was all smoke in the Beit HaMikdash, va'omar, so when Yeshaya saw this, he says, oi li, woe to me ki nidmeti, I'm going to become a domem, I'm going to die, I mean, he thought that he wasn't worthy to see such a revelation. Why? He says, "Ki ishtames batayim anochi. I'm not ra'ui to see the malachim like this. My mouth is tameh. And betoch am tsemes batayim anochi yoshev. And I'm with a people, a nation that's also tameh. Ki etamelech adonai sevot ro'enai. Now I'm seeing melech sevot. I don't deserve it." Which, by the way, you see a great musar over here. The great tzaddikim, after they reach a high plateau, their reaction is anava. They don't come along and say, look what I saw, you see what I saw. I don't deserve it. I'm going to die. I'm not ra'ui. Otherwise, they play themselves down. Only problem is over here, the Yeshaya, although he had a right to call himself, that he's Tamei Sefatayim, but he didn't have a right to talk about Klai Yisrael. He called Klai Yisrael, I'm Tamei Sefatayim, and the Hachamim will tell you that you're not supposed to be Mekatreg on Klal Yisrael, you have to be careful not to, you know, generalize in Klal Yisrael that they're all whatever and they're all this. So right away it says he had to get punished. One of the seraphim jumped, flew towards me. Ubiador Ritzpa. Ritzpa is a coal. B'melkahayim, he took it with the tongues, and they take the coal. Lakach ma'al mizbeach, he took it off the mizbeach. Rashi brings from Chazal that the ritzpa is otiyot nutrikun, ratzutz peh, to break the mouth. Ritzpa, ratzutz peh, to break the mouth of Yeshaya. Vayaga alpi, he singed the mouth of Yeshaya with the coal. Vayomer hinena gazi asifatecha. That's it. Now we made hagala in your mouth. Vesar avonecha b'hadatcha techupa. That avon is gone. Yet you made teshuva. Va'ishma et kol Adonai. Then he hears the voice of God from this prophecy. Va'omar et mi eshlach umi yelechlanu. Who is going to go and give musar to my nation? They have to know, Rabotai. This was a very, very difficult time. Klai Yisrael, like the prophet said, I'm timis if a time. He wasn't lying, obviously. It was a difficult time. Other prophets went. And the prophets got abused by Bnei Yisrael. Some of them got beaten up. Some of them got verbally abused. So now he hears the voice. Who wants to take the opportunity to give Musa to Bnei Yisrael? Va'omar hineni shelachayni. Unbelievable. By the way, the prophet says, I am ready to serve. Hine anuchi mukhan umzuman. Which we know, Rabotai, is the way of the tzaddikim. The way of the tzaddikim is anytime they're called upon God for a mission, Avraham Abinu, by the Akedah. What's Avraham's reaction? Hineni. What does that mean? Anuchi, Mukhan, Umzuman, La'asot. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hineni, Yaakov Abinu, Hineni. That's the word of the Tzaddik. And the Baalei Musar say that any time the community calls upon you, you have to imagine that's Hashem calling upon you, because nothing happens without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, if the rabbi gets him, Rabotai, we need volunteers for this project. Right away, who's going to be the one that says Hineni? Who's going to be the one that says, let somebody else do it? You missed your call. Hafetz Chaim was known to say, he said to one of his students, why are you a Yisrael and I'm a Kohen? What makes me a Kohen? He said, because when we were at Har Sinai and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mila Hashem Elai, my tribe said, I'm in. And your tribe said, you're not in. Well, think about it. Because we heard the call, so we became the servers of God, which is a great musar, that anytime there's a project to be done, be like the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim always respond.